This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour one on this Thursday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show, still down at Danette. Fritzy under the weather. Hopefully he'll join us for Friday's show. Sean Salisbury, our good buddy, former NFL quarterback, will join us coming up a little bit later on. Michael Wilbon from the Mothership, pardon the interruption, will stop by as well. Poll question, play of the day, stat of the day. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Seton Webb, the poll question. Tyler standing by to take your phone calls, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. I have no idea who collects the emails, but we are getting a lot of people who respond on Twitter, and some of the responses have to do with yesterday's show, the controversy that Seton O'Connor was roughing up Tom Cruise as an actor, and the people on Twitter are still speaking on your behalf, and they are refuting some of the things that you had to say. Let's recap what you said about Tom Cruise. I believe the Katy Perry of actors, is that what you said?
This is so typical of the media to twist things into their own narrative.
Okay, put it into context, Seton.
The original discussion was you were shocked that Top Gun Maverick was not being nominated for awards.
Yes.
And you believe that it should be up for Golden Globes and Oscars and all that stuff.
Yes.
Of which I had said, well, it's a good movie, but it's not great. It was entertaining, but it was cheesy.
Okay.
And that somehow had spiraled into this crazy conversation where, yes, I had mentioned Tom Cruise is like the Katy Perry of acting. He's tremendously successful, but no one is going to talk about how great of a voice or slash actor he is.
Okay.
No one is going down, and Katy Perry is like, man, she could hit that high note, huh? Okay. No offense to Katy Perry. She's a great entertainer.
Now, Katy Perry has listened to the show.
Yeah.
Remember when she sent a tweet out where she was backing up the back row? Oh, I see what's going on here. Seton used to be in the front row. Katy Perry sent a tweet a few years ago saying, suck it front row.
To her 120 million followers.
Oh. Correct, suck it front row. Now, hold on a second. If I had said to Katy Perry, you're sort of like the Tom Cruise of singers, do you think she would be insulted by that?
I don't know.
Of course not. Nobody would be. You'd be like,
Tom Cruise be insulted?
Possibly.
Yeah. That's the point. Yes, Paulie.
We reached out to Tom Cruise's people. We've gotten no response
comment.
Back. And
okay.
We checked Tom's social media channels, and he has not clapped back, as the kids say.
Whoa, he's not throwing any shade?
He's not throwing shade at Seton.
Cap.
That's Cap.
Yeah.
That's who's capping. The response has been either, like, thank God finally somebody said it, that movie sucked, or you've already lost MVD.
Ooh. Early defeat in January.
What's with all the negativity from Seton lately? He's just being a jerk.
Yeah, I agree. It was Jerk Wednesday yesterday.
Hey, no.
Yeah. In fact, I suggested to Tyler, how about Jerk Chicken on Friday and dedicate it to Seton this week?
One of the nicest things you've ever done for me. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Jerk Chicken.
Jerk.
Yeah,
Paul. Jamaican people upset Seton.
Oh!
Get it? He's filling McLovin's role nicely.
I'm the Kingston of doing that.
Kingston, Jamaica.
Kingston, Jamaica.
Oh, okay. We could talk about how...
Oh, I see. Now you're not going to laugh at my jokes.
No, I'm not. No, how does it feel?
Yeah,
how does it feel?
I know. I need somebody to fake laugh at all of my crappy jokes, too.
Keep stirring it up, Bob Marley.
Stir it up.
We could you three little birds aren't going to...
We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards. We could talk about how, with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. That's amazing. Learn more. Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Usually when we get done with the show, we're done with the show. We move on to the next day. But the people that we meet, if you go to the doctor's office or you go to get coffee or you go get a beer, people will bring these things up. So yesterday, I hear from somebody that I sort of know, but not friends. And he goes, you finally said it. And I go, what? He goes, no, you said what a lot of people are afraid to say. And I go, what? That Christine McVie is a better singer than Stevie Nicks of Fleetwood Mac. And I go, yes, I did say that. And I firmly believe that. He goes, yeah, you finally said it. Somebody finally said it, is what he told me. Yes, Eden.
That was a big debate when I was a mailman, and we would be casing our mail in the morning at the post office, that Christine McVie was a better singer than Stevie Nicks.
It's Christine McVie.
Or McVie. Sean McVie, Christine McVie.
Yeah.
Right.
And I got a problem with Sean McVie, by the way.
Segway.
All right. You got a poll question for me?
I do, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Well, I thought you had one. There's rumblings that you came up with a poll today.
Okay. Does a team playing this weekend, including Monday, win the Super Bowl? Okay.
Seahawks, Niners, Chargers, Jaguars, Dolphins, Bills, Giants, Vikings. Stop me when you have a Super Bowl team. Ravens, Bengals, Cowboys, Buccaneers.
No, I'm just saying, is there a team playing this weekend? Because the last 2 years, the Rams and the Buccaneers, they played wild card weekend.
How about this then, the poll? Which team playing this weekend would you bet on to make the Super Bowl?
Make the Super Bowl.
I think that's fair. Or win it.
The two previous years.
Let's go win it.
Those teams, yeah, okay. Who would I pick? Go ahead, Paul.
I think I would go with the 49ers. If you look at what the 49ers did last year with their defense, they almost got to the Super Bowl without throwing touchdowns on offense. Okay. Jimmy Garoppolo did very little, and they were close. And Brock Purdy seems a little, maybe he doesn't know he's not great yet, but he's playing well enough that they could pitch a few shutouts.
Okay, but we've had rookie quarterbacks do well in the postseason, correct?
Yes, mostly they don't. Mostly they're terrible.
Oh, okay. I thought that the spin was Brock Purdy could fall in the line of other quarterbacks, rookie quarterbacks.
I've got the rookie quarterback quiz later today, but I can tell you, since 1980, rookie quarterbacks in the playoffs, starting a playoff games, are 9-19.
That's not good.
9-19. That's not good.
That's pilot error. Yes, Eden.
So is this poll question essentially then, like, who you got, Chiefs, Eagles, or the field?
Yes. Pretty much.
Chiefs and Eagles are the only two teams not playing this weekend.
Yes. But you have teams playing this weekend. If I took Buffalo off, who would you take? See, the Bengals concern me because they have two of their offensive linemen out. And earlier this year, you know, the problems with Joe Burrow being sacked, they started out the year 0-2. We wondered about the offensive line. They have two of their starters out for this game. But this line is, if Lamar Jackson was playing, I would lean towards the Ravens winning this game, but doesn't look like he is. The Ravens started the week +6.5, according to DraftKings. It's now up to 8.5 because of the reports of Lamar's questionable availability. We know that Tua Tagovailoa is not going to play this weekend. The line started out 10.5 versus the Bills. The news of Tua being ruled out, that line is now 13 with Skylar Thompson Jr. III starting for the Miami. If I would have said, hey, do you realize when the playoffs start, these two quarterbacks are going to play a significant role for their teams? And if I would have said Skylar Thompson, you would have said, I don't even know what team he's on. And maybe if I said Brock Purdy, you would have said, I don't know what team he's on. But those two quarterbacks are starting for their teams this weekend. Yeah, Paul.
If you'd have told me in September, I would have been surprised by Daniel Jones being in the playoffs
at
this juncture.
That's true. Okay.
They were not predicted to be good.
You know, but the Tua Tagovailoa situation is interesting because this is a team with him is formidable. The offense is probably, what, 8 or 9 points better when he's out there. And without him, they're a team that averages 16 points a game. But you got Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. Dangerous and can break open a game. But will they be able to do that? A team that barely squeaked into the playoffs, losing 5 of their last 6. And Tua had 2 reported concussions, the possible 3rd unreported head injury. Also had the back injury. And I wonder if they didn't, what felt like, rush him back into playing and let him sit a little longer, would he be playing September and October? Now, you might say they would have lost games and maybe they wouldn't have qualified for the playoffs. I understand that. But, you know, we're all about the health and safety. We're talking about Damar Hamlin, the health and safety. And absolutely. But we should be doing the same thing for Tua Tagovailoa. Because I think he had a 3rd concussion. You can say he had a back injury. And by the way, you have a back injury like that. I never heard any follow-up of, oh my gosh, that could happen again? Or is he being treated for that? He could have a back injury and a head injury. And I wonder if you're the Miami Dolphins. And these are hard questions. What are you going to do with Tua? So he's finishing his 3rd year. They're not going to extend him after this year. Now, he was an MVP candidate, and I think legitimately with the numbers and the success of the team, when they were, what, 8-3, he was playing great. But if I remove the concussions, then I could see Miami extending him. But you can't say this. The Dolphins can't go, well, you know, with the concussions, the head injury, we're not going to offer him a contract. You can't say that publicly. And then Mike Florio, he did it again. He brought up Tom Brady. Could Tom Brady end up in Miami after all? And I'm thinking, really? I guess. But then you throw in Sean Payton into the mix. Mike McDaniel, I think, by all accounts, did a pretty good job this year. You know, when they had everybody healthy, they were a formidable team. So you lose Tua for 4 games. You still make the playoffs. He's due to make just under $5 million upcoming 2023, but the Dolphins could keep him on the roster as a backup to Brady if Brady does. No, I know.
I know.
This is what's being talked about.
A rest and recovery year, and Brady takes the helm.
But I don't know if I could do this where I go, hey, we're going to bring in Sean Payton. We'll keep Mike McDaniel as your offensive coordinator. That's not going to happen. Could he lose his job after 1 year going to the playoffs with a quarterback who got banged up this year? But the Brady to the Dolphins goes back to being around his family, being around his kids, because he's going to have other options. Is he going to go to Vegas? And it feels like everybody thinks he's going to play next season. Foregone conclusion, he's playing next season. No matter what happens against the Cowboys, he's playing. And I'm like, okay. Maybe I'm the only one that's going, I guess there's still a chance that he, you know, if they lose to the Cowboys, does he want to come back to Tampa Bay? Does he want to go someplace else? And Florio brought this up on Pro Football Talk where this is a possibility. Yeah, Paulie.
It's such a weird thing to think about. If you remove the names, the Dolphins have a 24-year-old quarterback who had the best season of his life, led the league in quarterback rating. They would consider replacing him with a 46-year-old quarterback who finished under 500 this year. Mm. Just if you take away the names, but once you put Brady's name on it, you're like, oh, that's, you got to give some credence to it.
By the way, I heard from a good source. So far this year, Maverick Top Gun has...
Sources?
What?
You have sources?
I have a source.
Your Hollywood connection?
I have a source.
Oh, boy.
You know what? I'm going to take a break because I'm going to let you guys just think
about
it. What?
Tease worthy?
Yes. I have a hey, if Adam Schefter can have sources all over the place, so can I. You're going to make fun of Tom Cruise on my watch? Then you better be ready for a battle.
You're on the wall?
You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. And I've got sources who are going to back up my Maverick Top Gun as a damn good movie.
Top Gun Maverick was nominated for best...
This is my story. I'm going to take a break here.
Speak your truth, Dan. Speak your truth.
I will.
It's your journey.
Free your mind. The rest will follow. Let's take a break back after this. If you own a business, it's been a bumpy ride. You could use a break. If your business has five or more employees, managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. Not a loan. It's a refund of your taxes. The challenge, getting your hands on it, and that's where GetRefunds.com comes in handy. Team of tax attorneys they put together, highly trained in a little-known payroll tax refund program, already returned over $1 billion to businesses. And maybe they can help you as well. And keep in mind, they do all the work. No charge up front. They simply share a percentage of the cash that they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, even if you took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. So find out if your business qualifies. Go to GetRefunds.com. Click on Qualify Me and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund program is only available for a limited amount of time. So don't miss out. GetRefunds.com. What do you have to lose? GetRefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Let's bring in our good buddy, Sean Salisbury, former NFL quarterback, host of the Sean Salisbury Show on Sports Talk 790 in Houston. Let me start with something that was just brought up again by a listener. Do you think Lamar Jackson's contract status has anything to do with his availability against the Bengals this weekend?
I would hope not, Dan, because I'd go back to the preseason when he could have said, I'm not showing up like we've seen guys do in the past and not play the regular season. Maybe it's sitting on the point where the frustration started to build and a teammate of his and Roquan Smith got paid. Yeah. Maybe it all the cumulative effect, Dan. But I'd like to think, and I'm going to give Lamar more credit than that, to think that if, considering legacy and on the line, that he and his will replace his people don't talk about, but him and thinking about it, that with a chance to do something he hasn't done and get to a Super Bowl, I think he'd like to do it. I'm in the back of his mind, you don't want to get hurt, but I think he would have done it at the beginning, not the end. I think that he's probably just not fit and ready to play.
You, of course, cover the Texans. They lost the number one pick, and we were wondering in the moment, if you get the touchdown, now it's a 4th and 20, and right, you're going to go for a 2-point conversion, you're going to lose the number one overall pick. Right. Now Lovie Smith is trying to save his job, and Davis Mills is trying to save his job as the starting quarterback. I understand all those things. But if you're management, could you have somehow got a message down to say, let's run an elaborate 2-point conversion that we know might not succeed so we can get the number one team, number one pick there?
Well, I'd have sprinted out of the press box as a general manager, and I'd have knocked his ass out before he made the play call. That's what I'd have done. Dan, is there such thing as a crappy win? That was it. Now,
that's a bad you know win. This. That's a
oh,
bad
of course,
win. Bad win.
No doubt about it. Because number one is Lovie Smith wasn't saving his job. I guarantee you they knew going into that he wasn't coming back, because they didn't just wake up after the game and say, I think we'll fire him. They knew going in that no matter what, even if they'd have won by 40, Dan, he wasn't going to keep this job.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would have said, first off, Davis Mills, yeah, we want you to, I know we want to showcase you, but I think we're going to run the inside zone read with Jeff Driscoll the whole game. That's how you control it. Because, you know, Dan, players and coaches are like, even if you know you're not going to get fired or are, you're like, screw that. I'm going to leave it all on the table. And so are the players. Davis Mills doesn't want you drafted Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud. So, of course, they're going to play it. Now, I got to tell you, it sure as heck also looked like the Colts. I mean, when you jump up and the ball goes through your hands and you're going like that and completely missing, it's like, come on, get a stop on 2 fourth downs. But, yeah, I would have created it in the week leading up to it. I would have all of a sudden about 8 players have hammy problems. They wouldn't have played. I wouldn't have let it happen, Dan, because it sure sounds a lot better to control the draft as the one pick,
yeah,
especially a team that needs it, than the 2 pick, regardless of who you want to take.
Are the Texans attractive enough for Sean Payton to strongly consider taking that job, if offered?
Well, you heard Nick Caserio say, if there's a coach that wants the job or doesn't like what I'm doing, I'll step aside. Sure you will. No, you won't. You know, the talk of Sean wanting to bring in like a Jeff Ireland, a guy he can stand shoulder to shoulder with. Now, sometimes you may say that, then all of a sudden a guy grabs you and says, I'm the guy for you, and the head coach and the GM, which I believe, Dan, both have to be alphas, but take ego and pride aside. And even if you disagree on certain things, you got to be able to discuss it and talk it out. That hasn't been the case here. They've hired coaches that they expected to be bridge coaches to this situation. Hell, if you're Nick Caserio, hire a guy for selfish reasons to save your job. Attractive enough, Dan. Great. Plenty of room in the salary cap. All these assets. Texas is a great place to coach football. The problem is the trust and the dysfunction. Does Sean Payton believe that even he can fix the dysfunction that's gone on in this building? If he had his own guy, he probably would. For him, probably not, Dan, because I think he wants his own guy. But it is an attractive job if you can sift through the trust and dysfunction, which is a big, big sift through here in Houston.
If you're the Bears GM, are you trading Justin Fields and taking Bryce Young?
I'm not. I've seen it because I'm not sure 5 years from now, as much as I love Bryce Young, and I think he's got that it factor that we can't teach. It's just there. And it's not just potential, Dan. I've seen production. You know, we talk about potential. Potential gets coaches fired. Production and potential together lead you to places like Trevor Lawrence has done and Herbert and Burrow. I think Bryce Young's got that. I'm not big on the measurables. I think they're overrated. I need, can the guy win for me and elevate everybody in the building and maximize? I think Bryce Young can. But if I can continue to see growth with Justin Fields. If I was Chicago, I would not trade that pick. I would not trade Justin Fields. Now, if somebody, I'm listening to every call, if you're going to make me three first-round pick offers, then I'd probably do it because I don't think I'm going to lose much. I've seen enough of Justin Fields to tell me there is growth there and potential, and I'm not sure in 5 years who's going to be better, Fields or Bryce Young. He's got to improve as a passer, but with all the things that you need, I think there's still room to get Justin Fields to grow, but I'm going to answer the bat phone to every call you make. But my priority is not to trade Justin Fields for a college quarterback just yet.
If I got a good offer for Justin Fields, then I would trade him. Because if I think Bryce Young and Justin Fields are similar, I can reset the quarterback clock with Bryce Young.
100%.
And
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
But Justin Fields, that's not sustainable. It's great to watch. It's not sustainable. And we've watched this down through history. You know, Bryce Young can be more sustainable, and I can reset the clock. Maybe I get a first round and a third round pick for Justin Fields.
If the offer is like that, where it is, I'm gaining assets, first round. If you give me like what they got for Trey Lance, let's just say, for instance, what the 49ers gave up, Dan, in the draft to get Trey Lance or something in that, if you were to get that, there's no doubt because you're exactly right. Sustainability, we've seen it. It looks good. But I can tell you this, we don't win Super Bowls by starting a guy who can extend the pocket and then once in a while beat you from inside it. We win Super Bowls from the hula hoop in the pocket, and then if we can extend the play and go, great. Championship quarterbacks got to beat you throwing on time with accuracy and throwing people open. So if you make me an offer I can't refuse, I'm with you. Because do I believe Bryce Young can walk into the Chicago Bears and make them better overnight? I don't know about seven games better, but you're damn right I do. So, but it has to be an offer that I won't let out of the building because I can reset. And I think Bryce Young right now is a far better guy inside the tackles than Justin Fields. But it better be an offer I can't refuse.
Sean Salisbury, former NFL and USC quarterback, host of the Sean Salisbury Show, Sports Talk 790 in Houston. Tom Brady to the Dolphins. Mike Florio floated that. Same source who told him when, you know, Tom was going to go there with Sean Payton, and then you had the Brian Flores lawsuit. Now he's bringing it back up again. You could keep two on the roster. Tom comes in, and he also floated the idea of Sean Payton going to the Dolphins, which would mean Mike McDaniel would be a one and done, having taken this team to the playoffs.
Right.
The likelihood that Tom Brady would go to the Dolphins is what, in your opinion?
I think higher than we think. I think you'd throw the Raiders into it because of Josh McDaniels. I think the likelihood that Tom Brady plays again and maybe somewhere else is more likely that than he retires, Dan, even all that, $375 million that's waiting on him. But I got to tell you, they're going to beat the Dallas Cowboys on Monday night. And this dude in January doesn't lease it or rent it.
He owns
it. They're going to win on Monday. They're going to win on Monday night. Now, they're getting healthier. Listen, I know the record says they haven't been good. But think about the NFC quarterbacks. If I took every NFC quarterback and stuck every one of them in Philadelphia, who do you trust the most in January, Dan? Tom Brady. So, will Tom walk from Tampa? Maybe. But can I see in Miami him going to Miami, which is obviously about him wanting to go.
But, Sean, I trust Brady in January. I don't trust this team in January.
I trust them more than I trust the way the Dallas Cowboys are up and down like the Dow Jones and Dak throwing the ball to the other team because they're going to cut it loose defensively. I don't think they can win a Super Bowl with the way they've played. I said if you took all the NFC quarterbacks, now the gauntlet of the AFC is brutal, friggin' brutal. But you took them all those quarterbacks in the NFC and said you have the same roster, San Francisco's roster, Philly's roster, Dallas's roster. Who do you trust the most? You're taking 12 in Tampa. You just are on any of those rosters. Now, I trust Philly's team more. I trust the 49ers team more. But, Dan, that's why I'm saying we're talking about a 45-year-old who in January still can make enough plays. The question is, can they keep him upright and can he play well? If Dak turns it over a couple times, Tampa's winning at home. Now, as far as his future, I can see Tom playing in another uniform wearing number 12. Sean Payton, what's not to love about that? It'd be weird to watch Mike McDaniel leave after one season and get into the playoffs. But if you can get Brady – No offense to Tua, you're a better football team with Tom Brady and Sean Payton than you are with Tua and Sean Payton. There's no question about it.
I don't know what the Rams are doing. Because if I'm running the Rams, I say to Sean McVay, come on in today. And you're not going to leave the building until you make a decision. Because
right.
Because I have coaches who are now free to leave. Like, I have to run a team. I'm not running a, Sean, what do you want to do with your life? I'm running a football team. Why aren't the Rams saying to Sean McVay, you can't hold us hostage. We want you back. Or you want to take a year off. Take the year off. You know, we'll bring in somebody on an interim basis. But you can't be doing this. You did it last year to us. We gave you a new contract here. Like, this can't be. You can't be the Aaron Rodgers of quarterbacks where you're going, I don't know. Give me a little bit of time. I got to ask Sean McVay to make you give me a damn answer right now. And that's it. And allow us to move on.
Dan, a couple things that, and here's the thing. All this player empowerment that I'm a little bit over. You guys get to decide what they want, where they want to trade you. I'm not buying the coach empowerment in this. Now, I love Sean McVay. I think he's a hell of a coach. But guess what? We're all replaceable. And if he comes in and still hems and haws, Dan, to your point, guess what? I'll make the decision for him. I will. Because there's guys out there, and I know the broadcast saying, and he's in his 30s, and he's a hot commodity, and he's a great coach. But didn't Les Snead and the ownership give up every asset on the planet to get Sean Payton what he wanted, and he won a Super Bowl with it? Sean McVay. Yes, yeah. Sean McVay. To get him what he wanted and get a Super Bowl. So now that we robbed Peter, we got to pay Paul. I need a decision, and I need it immediately, because if he's not all in, Dan, I can tell you this, they're not going to be back in the playoffs. They're begging for assets now anyway, because some of their guys are getting older. Some of their players are facing that decision, and Matt Stafford's coming off an injury. So you're damn right. We gave you what you wanted. Now we're asking for a meeting, and the doors are locked until you give us a yes or no. And if it's a kind of, I'll help make the decision for you. As much as I like Sean McVay, you don't get to hold my franchise hostage. We're struggling enough this year to find enough players and assets to build for a future. We got our ring. That doesn't mean you get to hold us hostage. I 100% agree with you.
All right, Paulie, the rookie quarterback playoff quiz. We'll play that with Sean.
Okay. Recently, a lot of quarterbacks in their rookie year made the playoffs. Mac Jones last year. But there have been 28 quarterbacks since 1980 to start a playoff game as a rookie. So I'm going to go decade by decade and just give you a couple notes. A couple guys have won two playoff games as rookies. And if you can guess that, that'd be very tough. Give me an 80s quarterback who started as a rookie in the playoffs.
Did Marino's team make the playoffs as a rookie? I know a second year they went to the Super Bowl.
Correct, Sean.
Did Dan
Marino.
Okay.
1983.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll give you a hint that's one that's hard to get. Dieter Brock of the Rams.
Oh.
Came from the CFL, Sean. Your kind of guy. He started two games for the Rams in the 85-86 playoffs.
Dieter Brock, right. Number five? Does that sound
yes, weird? And when you CFLers come to the NFL, you throw out all the records, okay?
That's a great cup legend talking
okay,
there.
So Dieter Brock, Dan Marino.
One more from the 80s. He was just fired for betting on a game.
Just fired for betting on a game. Oh, it was
Bernie Kosar.
Yeah, Bernardo Kosar, yeah. Greatest mechanics of all time.
Bernie Kosar is correct.
Bernie was a guy who'd be here, and he'd come here, and he'd say, what are you doing? Oh, great
he,
throw,
he was doing the no-look pass before Mahomes was.
Dan, remember how I could do Dan Marino's cadence?
Yeah.
Let me show you one day when we're in live or maybe at the Super Bowl. I can give you Bernie Kosar better than old number 20 can give you himself. Or was he, 20 and Bernie, 20, give, 19 in the pro, 20 in college.
Give the audience a little bit of your Dan Marino at the line of scrimmage.
Well, you know how, Dan, we hear all the sound now. 119 and Aaron Rodgers games. Well, Marino was very simple. He was well ahead of it before the times. He'd be like, Mike is right, Mike Wright. And he'd be licking his fingers about 14 times while he was saying it. Mike Wright, and he'd pop back in the gun, and he'd say, Mike's 55. Down, set, and we're on three. 180. One is that, and it's like that. Dan, you said three. Yeah, just so what you do, you'd snap it on the first one to get to the that. Dan, what are you saying? And it was never hut. Yeah. My guy, and Danny be all red faced, and he dropped back and couldn't move 3 inches, and he'd throw for 600 yards
oh,
on
I
you.
Know.
So, all
right,
all timer.
Do we have the 90s now?
The 90s, Dan. I'll give you Jim Everett also started as a rookie for the Rams in the 80s. In the 90s, only one quarterback as a rookie started in the playoffs. It was for the Raiders in 1991. That's how big of a hint I can give you.
It couldn't have been Jay Bird Schrader because he came out a lot earlier than that.
Yeah. The hint
91.
Is,
can you give me the college?
Your college.
My college. Vince Evans.
Todd Marinovich.
Oh!
Okay. Well, I mean, here I am saying Vince Evans, who's older than me, and I got him starting as a rookie in the 90s. But Vince did play for the – yeah, Marinovich, that's right, who came out as a true sophomore, I think, to play for the Raiders, right? I mean, remember that? And he was,
that's right.
Because that was the time when you didn't have to be on campus
yeah.
3 years. That's exactly
yeah.
right.
What else do we have, Paul?
Let's get to the 90s.
No, that was the 90s.
Okay, sorry, the 2000s.
Okay.
One from Tampa, one from Pittsburgh, one for Atlanta, and one for Baltimore. And a couple guys, multiple starts as rookies.
Gosh dang! Who did from Cal for Baltimore?
Bowler,
Kyle Bowler.
Nope. Joe Flacco as a rookie okay. in 09 started 3 playoff games.
Yeah, Seton.
Wow.
Ben Roethlisberger.
That's correct. 2 playoff
okay,
games.
Okay, give me the other teams. Give me the other teams.
Atlanta, 2009.
Atlanta, 2009.
Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan's correct.
And this okay, one, well, that had to be him considering the length of his career. Good call.
Tampa in 2000, scrambling quarterback, I think out of Tulane.
Sean King.
Sean King is correct.
Ooh.
Started 2 playoff games, got a win for Tampa.
Ooh, nice.
Okay, now in the 2000s, there's been a bunch, but here's the one.
Is this the 2010s?
Yeah, 2010s.
Okay. All right.
This quarterback in his rookie year started 3 playoff games, the most of anybody, and won 2 of them. And he's also from USC.
Well, let's see. Carson Palmer.
2010.
The Sanchez?
Oh, okay.
The Sanchez.
Oh, Mark Sanchez. They went to the AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
Mark Sanchez.
With Rex Ryan as their coach. And I believe they led the league in rushing. And wasn't Marty Schottenheimer's son?
That's right.
The offensive coordinator on those teams?
The Sean Green years. Mark Sanchez.
Yeah, there you go.
Playoff games.
All right. Listen, like I went in doubt. Throw out the record when USC quarterbacks come to the playoffs.
Well,
except, of course, mine.
Yeah.
Does anyone want another shot at a random one? Here's some random ones for the past 10 years. Right. Connor Cook started for the Raiders in a playoff game.
Okay.
Against the Texans when Derek Carr was having an MVP season, and he couldn't throw the ball in the ocean if he was standing in a boat that day.
T.J. Yates.
Oh, that's who I was going to go with.
A couple playoff starts.
T.J. Yates.
And then, Andrew Luck.
Oh.
As a rookie.
What's wrong with you?
Well, no, Paulie
wasn't that young.
Paulie does his Andrew Luck impersonation.
Sean Salisbury, loved him at USC, big gunslinger. Loved him in Canada, loved Canadian arts.
He did that to Andrew Luck. I said, you got to do your impersonation, Andrew Luck.
I got my new flip phone. It's a Nokia. The Nokia is a 3 series.
That's pretty good.
The laugh at the end is so bad.
Salisbury. It's a steak. It's not a person. It's a fine steak.
Any other? Is that it? We're done with the
Mac
rookie?
Jones, Lamar Jackson, Dak Prescott, Russell Wilson Jr. the 3rd. And Robert Griffin the 3rd.
Robert Griffin Jr. the 3rd.
Dude, when Bob Griffin was a rookie, he was off the charts now.
Yeah, he could run.
Off the charts.
He could go
yes,
a little
he
bit. He could go a little bit. All right. We'll see you in Arizona.
Can't wait. Love you guys.
Thank
Thanks,
you, buddy.
Man.
That's Sean Salisbury. You gave him USC questions.
He's a guest.
No, he should have got those. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
This guy wins awards. Michael Wilbon. Wilbon! ESPN, pardon the interruption, co-host and NBA countdown analyst joins us on the program. All right. Is this Michael the journalist or Michael the Bears fan that we're talking to right now?
God, I don't even know that the journalist, I think he's retired. You know, by the way, I know you know because I know how well-versed you are in all kinds of music. You know that was Al Green and not Barry White.
No, but I wanted to be Barry White.
You wanted to be Barry. Why Barry as opposed to Al, Dan?
Well, no, I couldn't sing like Al Green. I could do the deeper voice because Barry Barry White would talk to you when he would be singing. He'd be like,
yes, he would. He would. He would start every time. Very
yeah.
good.
All right, ladies.
Good Barry White treatment.
Yeah.
I guess I got to have the Bears fan. The new Bears president in Chicago, anyway, is my neighbor, and you know I think we both describe each other as friends, and I'm conflicted about this, obviously, because I'm an alum of one, but before I bled purple, and went to a Big Ten school, I've been a Bears fan since I can remember, so 6 years old, 5 years old, and this is an intriguing hire, and I know I'm glad, which I wouldn't be otherwise if it was the, you know, Cincinnati Bengals or some other team. But because of the Bears, and he's president and CEO, I'm pretty happy for him and for the organization.
Okay, but are you in a good position? You have the number one overall pick, and, you know, the Bears are interesting for a change, just because yeah. they have this decision makes them interesting. Do you keep Justin Fields, or do you trade him and take Bryce Young? Reset the quarterback clock.
I keep Justin Fields. I don't need to reset anything. I'm not procedural. I mean, you know me long enough and well enough. I don't give a damn about that stuff. You keep the guy who has shown you he has something in him. And I know he's got to get better as a passer, but I don't like quarterbacks who are like the size of, you know, Kyler Murray. That ain't getting it for me.
Okay.
Now, I know he's bigger than that, but Bryce, who's a tremendous talent, I mean, he's a model. I don't think he could take the pounding. You see the pounding Justin Fields has taken at 6'3", 225 pounds? I don't want my quarterback taking that pounding. I like Justin Fields, and let's figure out how to attract and use that leverage and surround him. They got more money than any team, and they got picks. I don't want to hear any excuses from the new Bears GM, Ryan Poles.
Yeah.
Get it done.
Yeah,
this is about scouting now.
If I thought Bryce Young was a franchise quarterback and drastic, you know, an upgrade, absolutely. I would trade Justin Fields. I would get some draft picks back. And I've reset the quarterback contract clock. That helps us. I know we have all this money. Now I got another first-round pick. I send Justin Fields someplace else, and I get a guy who plays the game in a more sustainable way. Justin Fields, this isn't sustainable. It's fascinating.
No, it isn't.
But that's what would worry me, right, Mike, is I think it's like Lamar Jackson. Eventually, you can see all of these injuries piling up. Cam Newton, the injuries pile up. It's like first 5 years or 6 years of a career, we're like, oh, he's unbelievable. Then all of a sudden, nicked up, surgery, shoulder, knee, ankle.
What makes us think that's not going to be the case?
I don't think he plays that way. I don't think he plays that way. I think he has the ability.
He had injuries in college. He had injuries in college that Justin Fields didn't have.
He had, well, but did you watch those Ohio State games? Nobody ever got close to the quarterback, and they had those great wide receivers.
There you go. And that's what the Bears have to do. Make it so.
I know.
I'm serious. That's what. So, first of all, he doesn't. What you're proving to me is you know he doesn't have to play that way, Justin Fields. He completed 73% of his passes as a senior. He can pass the. We can throw the football. So get a line, which he didn't have.
True.
And get another receiver. He had two his rookie year, but he's also played in three different offensive systems in 3 years. Let's get some stability and some talent around him. It doesn't have to be sustainable. He doesn't have to and should not be trying to play that way.
You're a buzzkill. You know, we're trying to get excitement here and have people care about the Bears and doing something drastic like this.
So having a great quarterback and winning, you got to trade the quarterback, really? Because all the franchises I see you having buzz about every day for all these years, Dan, the teams have quarterbacks. Nobody's talking about when he was in his third year trading Aaron Rodgers. Nobody was talking about trading Tom Brady. I'm not saying he's going to be great like that. Nobody's talking about trading the kid, Justin Herbert. Put a good quarterback back there. I need to trade him. I don't want the Bears to be a clown show. I want them to be a professional football team.
I know you, since you're a Bears fan, then you're not used to rooting in the playoffs. So who's your feel-good team?
Well, I don't know if it's a feel-good, but I have, for, I don't know, some weeks now thought the Bengals and Niners are the two teams that will wind up in the Super Bowl. And I don't have any problem seeing Philadelphia, the one seeds, you know, Philadelphia, Kansas City. I don't think there's any argument against them. I just think that the Bengals and Niners are the teams that I think, you know, speaking of at least one of those teams having a quarterback, nobody wants to trade for other picks, Joe Burrow. I just think those teams rate if you give me a championship game in each one of those conferences, Kansas City, Cincinnati, we've seen Cincinnati beat them. And Niners, Philly, I'm going to take the Niners, but those would be good matchups. But Dan, I got to tell you, the playoffs don't start off with a bang. The first round, I'm looking at it, you know, you got two teams, you got two games that are duds. To me, the Baltimore game, I mean, maybe they have a 10% chance. Miami has 0% chance of winning, zero.
Okay.
And so you got two games, you know, right out the box that are duds to me. And I'm looking at the playoffs going, okay. People don't look at the NFL playoffs and they're not discerning. They don't care. They just want their football and they'll cheer for anything. I get that. But I'm looking at it going, they're all rematches. Two of them are duds. Not starting off with a bang the first weekend as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, you got the Dolphins game. They're now 13-point dogs, and the Ravens started out at 6.5-point underdogs. They're now up to 8.5. We're talking to Michael Wilbon from Pardon the Interruption. I was watching you and Mr. Tony, and I agreed with Tony on a couple of things. What's going on with Calipari at Kentucky and how they're treating him. Also, if I'm the Rams, I say to Sean McVay, you make a decision here because we got coaches who are leaving. We have to run a franchise. We're not here to, you know, help you get your next job. You're not Belichick. Yes. We need you to tell us, and if you want to leave, you want to take a year off, fine, but tell us now. Because we went through this last year. We gave you a contract, gave you a contract extension. You owe it to us. We don't owe anything to you. You owe it to us to tell us what you want to do. And if you want to sit out a year, you want to do TV for a year and come back, great. But tell us now.
It'd be a real short conversation between me, if I was Mr. Kroenke, and my football coach, McVay. I would just say you in or out today. Now, in or out. I turn around and walk out the door. He seems like he's got a lot of things potentially working. He's got something on every eye of the stove. Okay. But then I'd be looking for my next coach if I'm the Los Angeles Rams brass. And in terms of Cal, I mean, with Tony and I in lockstep on both those topics. With Cal, it's like a pop-up store. John Calipari can set up shop, particularly in the transfer portal era, which we're deep into. He can set up shop wherever he wants, and within a year be in the NCAA tournament, and within two be a threat. So, I mean, to hell with Kentucky. I mean, you know, college football fans, college sports fans, football and basketball are the worst. And it's usually college football fans. It's basketball and bluegrass. But, you know, people are crazy. And, you know, I used Nebraska as an example yesterday. They ran somebody out because he went 9-3 too often. They haven't been 9-3 since in the last
Oh, Frank
years.
Solich. I kept thinking, Solich. Remember he went to Ohio U and did great at Ohio U with that program. I'm like, Frank Solich wasn't sexy enough for Nebraska, or Nebraska thought they were better than Frank. And I just thought he was, you know, they would kill for 9 wins now, Mike.
Of course they would for the last decade.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I mean, Kentucky, this unbelievable, it's not unbelievable, it's believable, how spoiled and what egos and what babies as a group they are. So if I'm a Cal, I'd say, you know what, here's my resignation. How many people wouldn't be after Calipari within an hour? Yeah. He can set up shop wherever he wants and say, I'll be in the transfer portal for a week. Give me some time.
I brought this up. Do we have too much scoring in the NBA? Are there...
Maybe.
I think the NBA has become Major League Baseball, Mike, that it's home run or nothing, it's a three-pointer or nothing. While I love scoring, I love offense, I never played defense in my life, but I don't think the game is better. I think the numbers are better. I don't think the game is better. Same thing with baseball.
Agree with you.
Home runs are up. The game is not better in baseball.
Yeah. But you know what? It isn't, Dan. And of course, this is why Theo Epstein has been hired by baseball to fix baseball. Because all these things are a television show. That's what they are. And the NBA decided consciously, intentionally, that defense was bad for the product and it wasn't, you know, it wasn't art. And they decided they always go too far. Every league goes too far. The NFL, I'm not going to say the NFL went too far because strategically it's about health and safety more so than the other sports. But look at the NHL. Scoring's at a 25-year high. The NBA, it's at a 50-year high. I mean, you got to go back to, I think it's actually 60. I think it's 1963. So I'm with you. The game is not better. Is a little bit too much. There's no defense at all. They've legislated it out, but the NFL did the same thing. And they all do it for one reason. It's a television show.
Yep.
They wanted to look a certain way on television. That's where, even though most players don't even know this, this is the primary stream of revenue that makes it go, is television. And so the NBA has sought to do that, and baseball's doing it. Baseball's trying to do it. They got to get action back in the game, and that's what Theo's charged with, the responsibility, the task he's charged with. But they're all at the same time trying to figure out how to be more appealing on television. And in the process, I trust Theo to come closer to getting it right personally than others, because basketball just doesn't have – can you imagine – I mean, Charles Oakley, in today's game, he would just stand on the floor and shrug and say, what is this? What are we doing here?
Yeah. Well, he wouldn't have a role.
No, they wouldn't even bring him in. They wouldn't sign him. They'd say, look, can you put you on a 10-day? You're not a stretch four. You're a power forward. You're a stretch. We're not a stretch four. I'm not sure we can have you. It's just, it's a weird thing. And so, Dan, look, you've covered as many playoff years as I have. Maybe you think there's a chance. Is there some correcting that can go on by the time we get to the middle of April, in your opinion?
No. Like, how would they correct
it? See it. Start calling some. Start allowing people to. And maybe, you know what? Maybe the instincts are so removed from the game right now that maybe there's no correcting. But I mean,
Mike, I had the commissioner on the show a couple of weeks ago, and I said to Adam Silver, can you call carrying? Like, how did it get to the point where,
right.
I mean, it's egregious. Right. And you can't guard, you cannot guard anybody. If they have that much athleticism and you give them that much of an advantage of I get to carry the ball,
Agreed.
How did we get from Allen Iverson and John Stockton carrying it to now everybody carries it, Mike?
Everybody. Well, Dan, they are cracking down. Like last night, just watching sampling three or four games, there were a lot of traveling calls. I mean, I saw a half dozen in like 2 hours. So they made that adjustment with traveling. So do it with carrying the ball.
Exactly.
Palming, as we used to call it in the old days.
Yeah.
I'm in agreement with you. So if you can make those kinds of adjustments on the fly, maybe there's some hope. It becomes a little bit more of a slow dance once we get to mid-April anyway. I'd like to see some. Look, if you can't defend Giannis, that he's going to have, we're going to have a bunch of 50-point games in the playoffs. And as far as I'm concerned, it sounds like we're in agreement. Those things are devalued. They're not like 50-point games in the 80s or the 90s or even the aughts. They're not even like Kobe's 50-point games because there's no resistance put forth to stop them. So what the hell are they used to? I mean, what's the value of them?
We wouldn't do well on Pardon the Interruption. We agree too much.
Tony and I agreed on those topics yesterday. We could just be loud getting there. There doesn't have to be fundamental disagreement. We could just be loud getting there. I don't even know what we're talking about today. I don't know that we'll have topics that are as easily agreed upon as Calipari and some of the NFL stuff. But, you know, it's just interesting. We're both old men, get off our lawn. And I don't know that we're going to have a lot of disagreement.
Mike,
about
all else fails, talk about the Cowboys and talk about LeBron.
But you know what, Dan? I don't know that we're going to have that much disagreement on that, given what LeBron is doing right now. And the Cowboys, we could have plenty of disagreement. I don't know what to make of them. It's just too much made of them. We're the only show that does not come in every day saying, okay, the Cowboys are on the rundown. We're not. Every other show on the network is. And they'll sometimes SportsCenter will call and say, can you guys talk about the cow? And we say, no, we're not doing that. Not doing that.
Yeah. Well, hey, having been there at SportsCenter where it felt like every night, you got to talk about this.
Yes.
Wait, Duke basketball? I mean, they're playing Vandy. Why do we have to talk about Duke against Vandy? Well, Coach K.
Well, it shows you, though, Dan, some things can disappear because Duke basketball, at least for now, has.
I watched
it. It's sort of surprising.
Yep.
And I don't know. You know, you got to give anybody time for adjustment. But that look, we knew that was going to be a hard follow. You and I are old enough to remember. You know, people, two coaches specifically, and even though their records were great, trying to follow John Wooden. It's an impossible task. It's going to really bear watching. You know, college basketball, sadly, I know this must hurt you, having played it at a real level. It's a 6-week sport now, Dan.
Mike, do you know who the favorite is?
Into the Super Bowl.
Do you know who's the favorite to win the national title?
Who?
Houston.
I was going to sound smart by guessing Houston. I mean, I watched Houston play once early this year. They barely beat Virginia. I watched them one game. But, Dan, like, we don't know. I mean, something that used to be obsessive in the culture, in the sport culture. If you were a sports fan, you had college basketball on your radar not long after Christmas, and it stayed there till April 1st.
Yes, because
now we've cut the first 6 weeks off.
We knew the players. They came back for a sophomore year or junior year.
There's that.
Yeah. Familiarity. We've lost the familiarity of college basketball. Football, you're locked in for 3 years. Even if you transfer, you're still in the sport itself.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
We can find you.
Hey.
We can find you after you emerge from the transfer portal.
Are you and Tony attached that when you retire, you both retire at the same time? Have you discussed that?
We have not. That wasn't even on my radar for like 10 years, and it's on my radar. Tony, you know him. How can he retire? If he has 3 days off, he's calling the producers for two of them to suggest show topics. He can't function without work. I can.
Well, I don't know if
I can.
I don't know if Mr. Tony, if you'd call that work, Mike, because he's in his attic or basement or whatever room, and he's only there for 22 minutes, and then you guys are done.
No, he's there on camera for 22 minutes.
Yeah,
he's there for a lot longer.
But he does do his podcast. I know that. Hey, I would never let that job go. But Mr. Tony,
podcast.
No, well, I love doing the show every day. But PTI, if I'm in assisted living, I would be doing PTI there. They would be feeding me. They'd have to help feed me, change my diaper, and I'd still be there doing PTI,
Dan,
if I could.
There's some people who may suggest we're way too close to that already. But listen, as long as he can take a break and go play golf every day, then he probably could do it. But no, it's – I don't think I'm as tied to anything as I was 6 years ago. And maybe that's because I'm an old man chasing around a freshman in high school who's got basketball practices and games and AAU. Dan, I'm 64 years old going to AAU games.
I like it.
And the coach will come out, and the visiting coach will come out and say, hey, can you come over and let's have a chat? And you're here with your grandson, right? And I want to take a swing at the guy. Say no.
Good to talk to you, Mike. Maybe we'll cross paths in Arizona. Wait, are you leaving Arizona when the Super Bowl gets there?
I'm there because the countdown is there all three nights that week. And so I'm around. So,
Okay.
Have clubs, find me.
Are you allowed to go out?
Hard to find.
Are you allowed to go out?
That's a good question. There's so much stuff going on. Dan, I would like to, but I don't know that I can pull it off. I sound like Tony now, but I would like to.
Okay.
The bad part, Dan, is the West is cold now. I mean, it's cold and rainy. I was in California Christmas Day. Okay, it was 80. Since then, there have been highs in like around 50 degrees. It all feels like San Francisco. So I'm hoping that stuff goes away. Arizona's been the same way. I'm hoping that stuff goes away.
Guys, let's all pray for Michael Wilbon.
Thoughts and prayers.
There we go, please.
Yeah. Boy, if the
please, just short of a GoFundMe. Come on now.
Yeah, if they go F you, not GoFund you. Yeah. Mike, thanks for joining us as always, buddy.
Dan, thanks for having me, man.
That's Michael Wilbon. Pardon the interruption.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The boundlessly capable all-electric EQS SUV from Mercedes-Benz with available transparent hood technology. So advanced, it can see through sheet metal. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS-SUV.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.